This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Me'ila, tape number 2.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Although we call this tape Me'ila number 2, it is really the tape which summarizes Masechta Kinim, Masechta Tamid, and Masechta Midos. We call it Me'ila number 2 because the dafim are marked beginning at Daf Chof Beis, which is a continuation of the dafim from Masechta Me'ila. Now let's begin Masechta Kinim, which is a Masechta of Mishnayis only. As background, when someone brings Karbanas Ha'if, which include Tairim, doves, or Bnei Yoina, pigeons, we refer to them as a Ken, or B'lashon Rabim, Kinim. And the Mishnah says, Achatas Ha'if Avoida, the Avoida that's done with Achatas Ha'if, with the dam, is done on the lower part of the Mizbeach, i.e. below the Chut HaSikra. But Achatas Behema is done on the upper part. The Eilas Ha'if is on the upper part, but the Eilas Behema is on the lower part. Any Shinoy on any of this creates a Psul. The Seder of Kinim is as follows. If it's a Chayva, for example, a woman who's a Yeledes, or a person who's a Zav, they have a Chiyav to bring the Karban. So one of the Karbanas is a Achatas, and one is an Eila. But if it's something which is voluntary, a voluntary cain, a nedava for example, then they're both oilus. If a neder animal dies, you must replace it. If a nedava animal dies, you're not mechuyev to replace it, because we say that in the case of a nedava, which isn't really on the person, we say ein chayev bachriyusan. Hashem came by a neder, which is on the person himself, we say he's chayev bachriyusan. Mishnah Beis. If we mix up a chatas ha'if with an oilus ha'if, we don't say batal, and none of them can be used as karbanas. Mishnah Gimel. The halacha in Mishnah Beis does not apply to unidentified kinim. For example, one cane of Rachel got mixed up with one cane of Leah, so we say half of it is kosher and half of it is not. Mishnah Dalet. If each cane is brought for a Yeledes, we call this Shem Echad. If one is Yeledes and one is a Zava, this is not Shem Echad. Rabbi Yossi says that the Kayin can always match whichever animal he wants to the Baal Bayis he wants, i.e. Yesh Brera. Daf Chaf Dalet, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. If bird A was designated for an oila and bird B for a chatas, and the chatas got lost, we simply replace it with a new chatas bird. But even if we never designated which is which, we can still simply replace one. Mishnah Beis. If one bird flies to the other person's, we say for each one is pasul. So for example, if one person has five, now he only has four that are kasher. If one had three, then he now only has two, which are kasher. Mishnah Gimel. If we have seven women, one has one cane, number two has two kinim, etc. The third one has three, and so on. If one bird goes from one to two, and one goes from two to three, and so on, then they come back seven to six, six to five. So for each one remaining, one bird becomes pasul. And for each one returning, one bird becomes pasul. So one and two will be left with nothing, because number two, for example, lost one going out, so one of the two that it had became pasul. And when the other one comes back, he loses the second one. And number one, of course, lost it already on the first bird, which went out. The second one that comes back doesn't matter, because he has nothing left. And woman number three ends up with one kasha, because he had three. One went out and pasled one. One came back and pasled one. Now they're left with one. Mishnah Dalet. An unidentified cane and an identifying one got mixed up. So they're all pasul and they all must go lamisa. Mishnah Hay. An identified cane with the chatas bird on the right and an oila bird on the left. If the birds in the middle fly to the sides, wherever they go, they join that karban. But if they fly back to the middle, then they go lamisa. If a woman brings a cane, since she's a Yeledes, that's why she's bringing it, if she dies, the Yarshim still have a Chiyav to bring the Karbanas, since they are Meshubed to Hektish. These Karbanas are Meshubed to Hektish. Perak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. When we said before that if a Chatas gets mixed up with an Oila, they all go Lamisa, but if we have Kinim Stumim of Chayva, which got mixed up, we say that part Kasher and part Pasul. This applies if the Kain comes Lachatrila to ask what he should do with the specific animals. But if the Kain never asked, and he did all the avoida above the Chut HaSikra, then only half is kasher, the Eilas Ha'if part. But if all was done below the Chut HaSikra, then only half is kasher, the Chatas Ha'if part. If he did half up and half down, then it depends. Daf Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Beis. If Rachel has one Kain and Leah has two, the Kain never asked what to do, but they all got mixed up. So if he did all above the Chut HaSikra or all below, then half are kasher. If he did half on top and half on the bottom, Rav are kasher. The rule is that if you clearly split kinim to specific women, we say half is kasher and half is pasul. But if part to each woman, then we say rife. Mishnah Gimel. If a chatas and an oila got mixed up and the kohen did not ask, if all were done lamala michut hasikra, then half are kosher, the oila saif. If they were all done lamata, then only the bottom half are kosher, the chatas saif. If you have 2 plus 2 got mixed up, then we say all are pasul. Mishnah Dalet. Two women together brought 3 kinin. One stuma, which had no designation, and the other 2 did have a designation. They were designated as a chatas and an oila. We say that if all was done on top, then half is kosher. But if all were done on the bottom, that half is kosher. If all were done above or all were done below, only the kan stuma is kosher. Mishnah Hay. If there was 1 designated chatas, which is a single animal, and 2 kinin undesignated, so that's 2 each, which is a total of 5 birds, only 2 are kosher. Mishnah Vav. If a woman made a neder that if she gives birth to a zachar, she will give a ken, if she taka had a zachar, then she has to bring 2 kinim, 1 for the neder which she made, which is 2 oilas, and 1 for the chayva of yaladas, which is 1 oila, as well as achatas. Since 3 of them are oilas, the avoida must be lamala of the chuta sikra, and the 4th chatas has to be done below the chuta sikra. Instead, if he did 2 plus 2, so she must bring 1 additional oila. Continuing with Mishnah Hay on Daf Chaf Hay, if a woman was kaveah, which kan was for neder and which was for chayva, and she doesn't remember which is which, then as I say, she needs to bring 2 chatais. Finally, by the zekene amharetz, the older they get, the more their das decreases. Masha'enkein by zekenim who learned Torah, as they get older, their das gets rooted even stronger. Hajjanolach mesechta kinim. Now let's begin mesechta tamid. This mesechta deals with the karban tamid, the tamid shel shachar, and all the avoda done in the Beis Hamikdash in the morning. And the Mishnah says, at 3 locations, the Kohanim would stand watch in the Beis HaMikdash, Shmira. One location was in the Beis Aftinis. This is the place where they made the Keteris. Aftinis was the name of the family who had the special recipe for the Keteris. Number 2, the Beis HaNitzutz. This was near the Azara, as the Rambam says. And the Beis HaMikid. This was the place of fire. These were all high places. The first 2 were like attics, but the Beis HaMikid was built over a room of stone, and it was a large room with 4 small rooms on the sides. The Kohanim would sleep with their big day kahuna on. And if they saw Keri, and now we're moving on to Daf Chav Vav, they would have to leave to do tefillah via special stairs below the Beis HaMikdash. There was also a Beis HaKiseh there. After going to the mikveh, the Kohen would warm himself next to the fire that was lit down there. The avoida of the Baikir began with the Trumas Hadeshah. Anyone who wanted to do this had to participate in a geirah, pious, as it was called. But they first had to be tevil. After the tefillah, the Mamuna would come and would say, whoever wants to do the Avaida should come and join the lottery. Gemara. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash stood as Shemrim in 3 different places, as we see from the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches, Vishamru es Mishmeres Oihel Mayed. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchas Beis HaBechira Halacha Aleph, says that the purpose of Shmiras HaMikdash, guarding the Beis HaMikdash, was not for protection, but rather as a sign of respect and glory, just as we see that guards are stationed in front of a palace for the king, or at Buckingham Palace, for example, as a matter of covet. So too this was true in the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohanim doing Shmira. The Gemara says the Levium also had a Shmira, but at a lower position, and 1 Shemir was enough for the doors. Finally, before stones were brought into the Azara, they could be cut, but once they entered the Azara, they were not allowed to be cut anymore. Daf Chav Zayin. The Kohanim did Shmira in 3 places in the Beis HaMikdash, while the Levium did it in 21 places. 5 of them were at the gates of the Har HaBayis. In the Azara, only kings of Beis David were allowed to sit. Anyone else had to stand. There were 7 gates to the Azara, 3 in the north, 3 in the south, and finally 1 in the east. Whether one can have Hanah from Big Day Kahuna is a machlokes, but it's better not to sleep next to them, because one might roll over and have Hanah, and maybe be over on Isser Midaraisa. Tefillin, however, one can sleep next to, since even if one touched him while he was sleeping, it would only be an Isser Darabanan of Bizayin. One must act sneistic in the Beis HaKiseh, and if someone signals that he is inside the Beis HaKiseh, inside the bathroom, a second person should be careful not to go in. Finally, a person should try to relieve himself at night and in the morning, so he won't have to go far out of the city by day, where he might, if he doesn't want to bother himself to do that, he would hold it in over the course of the day, and that could potentially be a sakana. Daf Chav Ches. If a Levi fell asleep while doing the Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash, they would burn his begadim. Rebbe asked, what is one of the straight paths that a person can take? Our answer is to give teichacha, to give rebuke. As long as there is teichacha, there is a nachas ruach in the world. Others say that a person should take a path of emunah yisera, deal with people and money matters with much honesty. Finally, they used to have a lottery via a race. The way the lottery used to happen was they would race up the kevesh, up the ramp. And at one point, when someone became hurt from that, then it just became a normal lottery. That was the next Mishnah. Whoever was in charge would open up the doors of the Beis HaMaikit, holding torches, and the Kohanim would go from there to the Azar. They would divide into two groups to check the Kalim, and then they would go into the Shar Nikanor to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Anyone who touched the Klei Avoda had to wash their hands. And then the Kohen who won the Pious would work with the Trumas Hadeshan. Gemara. All wooden structures were usur to be put next to the Mizbeach, since it could be too close of a resemblance to the Asherah, to the Avodah Zarah. Perek Beis, Ra'uhu Echav, the Mishnah. When the group of Kohanim see the Kohen finished with the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshan, they ran to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim to prepare for the next part of the Avodah, pushing yesterday's limbs from the center of the Mizbeach to the side, and the ashes to the Tapuach, which was the pile in the middle, so that there would be no lina. And when the pile got too big, they would take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim would prepare wood trees for the Avodah. Daf Chavtas, Gemara. Rabbi Yannai said there are three places where the Chachamim use a lashon of exaggeration. Number one, in our Mishnah, it says that the Tapuach on the Mizbeach was 300 kor, tremendously high. What it means is it was just very, very high. Also, when it speaks about the golden cup, which was used for the sheep to drink from it, what the golden cup means really is that it was a shiny silver cup, which looked like gold. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni disagrees with that and says that there's no reason to assume that the Mishnah, which says golden cup, is not really a golden cup. Even though it seems like it's a lot to let a lamb drink, or sheep drink from a golden cup, in the Beis HaMikdash they would spend money freely and not try to be cheap, because ein hanius b'makam ashirus, it's inappropriate to act lowly in a very big place of royalty like the Beis HaMikdash was. The third exaggeration was regarding the golden geffen at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, the Gemara asks, for the maracha, why did they use branches from the olive and grape trees? Our answer is because they contained knots, and the knots had extra moisture, which would make them hard for them to burn well. Also, these trees were needed for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you would cut them up as used for wood, you wouldn't have the wine and the oil that comes from these trees permanently. Daf Lamed. They built a window-like structure to the east of the Azara to allow the wind to enter so the fire on the Mizbeach would burn very well. This is the end of the Perek. Now let's go to Perek Gimel, the Mishnah. The Mamuna announced to the Kohanim, let's do the lottery. The lottery for who will do the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar, who will do the Kabbalah and the Zrika, who will clear the ashes, who will clean the Menorah, who will carry the limbs up the Kevesh, the ramp. The Mamuna asked one of them if it is light yet outside, since Shechita at night is Aser, and the lamps for the Karban Tamid were located in the northwest corner of the Beis HaMaikit. There were three other rooms at the edge of the Beis HaMaikit, including a place for tickets, where people used to come to buy the tickets to be able to exchange them for wine and flour, one room to warm the Kohanim after they went to the mikveh, and one room to make the Lechem HaPonim. The lamb chosen for the Karban would be given water to drink, and the water was drunk from this golden cup that we mentioned before, and they would check the animal for Mumin as well. The Shechita was done in the north part of the Azara. The Kayin opened the doors to the Heichal with special keys. Music was played, which could be heard as far away as Yericho, and the Keteris could be smelled in Yericho as well. Before Shimon HaTzadik died, the lights of the Menorah included an air tamid, which never went out. And to clean out the Menorah, the Kayin would step up a special stone so he'd be able to reach the lamps. Perek Dalet, the Mishnah. The Shechita of the Karban Tamid was done by tying two of the legs of the lamb together, not all four. And the Kohanim would hold it down during the Shechita with its head facing the south and the face of the animal toward the west. The Shechit stood in the east and faced the west. The Shechita was done on the northwest side of the Mizbeach, so the sun would shine on it. In the morning, the sun rose in the east, so the best place really to be was in the west, northwest side of the Mizbeach to get the most sun. However, by the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim in the evening, we did it on the northeast side, not on the northwest side, in order to be able to get the sun, which is now on the western side. We know that the sun rises in the east, it comes around the southern sky, and it sets in the west. So the best place to be at the end of the day to get the most sun would be in the northeast. They would peel off the skin and cut off the head, and then piece by piece was taken to the Mizbeach, each by a different kayin. The first item up the ramp was the head, then the feet. They then salted the animal, and the Kohanim went to the Lishkas Hagazis to say Kriyashma. Lishkas Hagazis was the chamber on the side of the Azara where the Sanhedrin sat and paskened Shilas. Kuntras Aladaf brings the Be'er Sheva, who asks, why were the prayers said of Lishkas Hagazis? Why not say them in the Azara, which had a higher level of Kedusha than Lishkas Hagazis? the Rush in the beginning of Perakeh, on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, explains that Hashem especially likes tefillas which are recited in a place where Torah is learnt. Therefore, Velishkas HaGozes was a very good place to daven, as that was the place where the Sanhedrin studied Torah and Paskin Shilas. And we know the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Simen Tzadik, Sif Yud Ches, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Hei, say that one should better daven in a Beis Medrash where Torah is learnt, rather than a shul which is only used for davening. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that even if there's a greater number of people davening in the shul, which gives it the advantage of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, it's a greater glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's a lot of people participating in a mitzvah together, still it's preferable to daven in a Beis Medrash because the advantage of davening in a place where they learn Torah outweighs the advantage of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. Gemara. The Shechita was done via tying the hind leg and the foreleg together of the animal, just like by Akedas Yitzchak. And they didn't tie all four together, since this is considered to be a bizayon. Finally, the Nacham Apanim began on the marble table, and then went on to a golden table and continued on gold, since we hold Malin Vakaydish, the Ein Maridin. You have to go up in Kedusha and not down. Daf Lamed Beis. There were 10 things that Alexandros Mikdon asked the Canaan of the South. For example, is it further from east to west or from Shamayim to Aretz? Which was created first, the Shamayim or the Aretz? He also asked them, Ezehu Chacham, who is smart? And they answer him, Ezehu Chacham haroya es hanoilad, a person is a Chacham if he can see future ramifications. Ezehu Gibor, hakayvish et Yitzray, they answered him, a person who could hold back his Yetzirah, who can control his Yetzirah. Ezehu Asher, who is rich, a person who is sameach b'chalka, he's happy with whatever he has, even if he's not really rich, but if he's happy with what he has, that's considered rich. The Gemara says, the gates of Gan Eden, at the gates it was said, as we see in Tilim Kuf Yud Ches, Zeh Hashar Hashem Tzadikim Yavo Yuvoy. Only Tzadikim can go in, not Rishayim. Tana de Beil Yahu said, Gehenim is located above the Rakia. Others say that it's behind the mountains of darkness. Rabbi Chiya said, whoever learns Torah at night has the Shechina opposite him and protecting him. Finally, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Talmidei Chachamim increase peace in the world. All of your children will be students of Hashem and will bring peace. Perakeh, Mishnah Aleph. The Mamuna would tell them to say the bracha of Yoitzer Or after there was light. And they would also say the Aseres Hadibros, Kriyishma, the brachas of Viyatziv, Rutzeh, and Birchas Kayanim. The actual duchening was only done after the carbon was brought. And one of the group of Kohanim would finish, they would give a bracha to the next group, Mishnah Beis. The Mamuna would say, anyone who has never done the Avodah of Keteris should now take part in the lottery. If someone already had done the Avodah of Keteris once before, he could not do it a second time in his life. Kudras al-Daf brings the Gemara Numa Daf Chavav Amin Aleph, where the Gemara explains that the Pasuk juxtaposes Keteris with the bracha for wealth. Devarim Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yid Aleph Yasimu Keteris Ba'pecha Beirach Hashem Chela, indicating that one who gives the Keteris, who offers the Keteris, will be blessed with Ashirus, with wealth. The mitzvah of Keteris was therefore very chashiv a mitzvah, and reserved only for Kohanim who had never done it before. There are several midrashic sources which liken a person who is a sandik at a bris, he holds the baby during the bris milah, and that's equal to a person who brings the Keteris, the Kohen who brings the Keteris. This is brought in the Birkus Yosef, Yerdea, Simon Reish Salmachay, as well as Bereishis Rabba, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Based on this, Rabbeinu Peretz, which is brought in the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, Yerdea, Simon, Reish, Samachay, Sif Yud Alf, who writes that a father should not give the honor of Sandik twice to the same person. Just that the mitzvah of Keteris was assigned only to new Kohanim and was never repeated by the same Kohen, so too a father should not honor someone with the mitzvah of Sandik for more than one of his children. The Noda B'Yehuda in Yerdea, Simon Pei Vav, says that the minig doesn't always follow Rabbeinu Peretz. For in many communities, it's a minig to honor the Rav of the city with being the sandik for all the brisim performed in that community. Mishnah Gimel. The Kohanim who didn't win the pious would change out of their Big Day Kuhuna into Big Day Chol. Mishnah Dalet. The Kohen who won the lottery for the Keteris would take a large spoon and fill it with the Keteris. Mishnah Hey, Daf Lamed Gimel. A Kohen would take a silver spoon and move the coals, not a golden spoon which could be damaged if it touched something hot like coals. Mishnah Vav. When the two Kohanim who had the Gecholim and the Keteris reached the area of Ein Ulam LaMizbeach before the Heichal, they would put a shovel down there to make a noise, so that the Levium would know that the Shira was about to start. Perakvav, Mishnah Aleph. These two Kohanim climbed up the 12 steps towards the Ulam, preceded by the ones who cleaned the Mizbach HaKeteris and the one who prepared the Menorah. Mishnah Beis. The Kohen who brought the coals would flatten them out so the Keteris would not fall off of them. After that he bowed and then he left.
Mishneh Gimel. The kainu did the k'teres. They would advise him on how to do the k'teres procedure so that he would do it with the proper kavod and he would not get burnt. Of course, they had to describe it because no kain ever did it twice. So a new kain that was doing it now didn't really know what to do. Perek Zayin, Mishneh Aleph. After the avodah of the tamid, the kohanim went to the heichal to bow down. And three kohanim would accompany him and hold his arms out of kavod for the kain. And then they lifted the pareichas. Mishneh Beis. All the five kohanim stood on the steps of the ulam after the avodah, and they said Berachas Kohanim as one long bracha. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, as we know today, in fact, we do it as three separate brachas. Yivracha Hashem Bishmaracha, it's number one, Yer Hashem Panav Lech V'Yukonecho, it's number two, and so on. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lifted their hands above their heads in the Medina, as we do it today, in front. Mishneh Gimel. If the Kohen Gadol did the Haktara, he also did Smicha, out of kavod for the Kohen Gadol. Usually Smicha was only done to a live animal. The Nisach HaYayin was on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and there were Shtei Chatzaitzus, where they did Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah, signaling the Levium for Shira. Each section had a Tkiah and a bowing. This was the Avodah of the Karban Tamid, and Yiratzen Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir Rav Yameinu, Amen. Mishneh Dalet. The Shira that the Levium said in the Beis HaMikdash differed depending on the day to match the different days of Maisa Bereshis. For example, B'yam HaRishon Hayo Emrim LaShem HaAretzum Loya Tevel V'yoshveva, and Shabbos, Mizmor Shili Yama Shabbos, Mizmor Shili Asid Lavai, L'yayim, Shekulei Shabbos, Umnucha, L'chaye, Ha'ilamim. Hajin Allah, Masechta, Tamid.
Now let's begin Masechta Midos, here on Daf Lamed Daled. This Masechta deals with the measurements of the Bayesheni built by Ezra. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, says that the first Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, and it was designed through the Psukim, which were in Melachim. The third Beis HaMikdash will, be'ezras Hashem, be built in the times of Mashiach, and it's going to be different from the first Beis HaMikdash, but it will be based on the design described in the Psukim in Yecheskel. The Rambam explains that the benefit and purpose of studying Masechta Midos, which is what we're going to do, is so that upon the arrival of Mashiach, we should know how to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah says, there were three places which were watched by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, the Beis HaFtinas, which is where they made the Keteres, the Beis HaNitzotz, and the Beis HaMoked. And the Levium watched in 21 places. Mishneh Beis. There was a special Memuna whose job was to go around at night and ensure that none of the Shomrim fell asleep, and the Shomer was supposed to stand when the Memuna came. And if he fell asleep, the Memuna was allowed to hit him and burn his begadim. Mishneh Gimel. There were five gates leading to the Har HaBayis, two in the south, which included the Sharei Chulda, and it's named after Chulda, since she gave her nevuah in that place, one in the west, called the Shar Kipinais, which means the garden, and one in the north, which was used only if the Kayan needed to make a quick exit, for example, if he was a Balkari. There was also one in the east, which had the Tzura of Shushan Habira on top of it, and this was the gate that was used for Para Aduma. Mishneh Dalet. There were seven gates to the Azara, three in the north, three in the south, and one in the east. Mishneh Hay. Continuation of the details of the gates of the Azara. Mishneh Vav. There were four side rooms in the Beis HaMoked. Two were Kodesh and two were not. Mishneh Zayin. The Beis HaMoked has two gates, one to the Azara and one to an area called the Chil. Mishneh Ches. The Beis HaMoked was a large room covered with a round roof, and the Zakenim used to sleep upstairs from that area. Finally, Mishneh Tes. The gates had to be closed every day, and the mikveh was downstairs below this area in a special cave underneath the ground. Perek Beis, Mishneh Aleph. The Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was, and in fact the area where it will be Yemei Tzashem, was 500 by 500 amos. This sort of high area called the Har HaBayis was 500 by 500. Most of the extra space, which was not used for the Beis HaMikdash buildings itself, was to the south of the Mikdash. Mishneh Beis. Anyone who went into the Har HaBayis through the east gate entered and turned to the right. Anyone who wanted to exit went left, towards the south gate. And when an ovel would come through, they would say Divrei Nechama to the ovel. Daf Lamed Hei, Mishneh Gimel. Inside the walls of the Har HaBayis, there were machitzas that were 10 feet high. All of the regular doors were 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. But those to the ulam were 40 by 20. The doors were made out of gold, except the Shar Nikoner, which were made out of copper. Mishneh Dalet. All walls were high, except the Kaisel Mizrahi, which was shorter, so the Kayin who was burning the Paraduma could see the Heichal from where he was standing. Mishneh Hay. The Ezras Nashim, which is to the east of the Azara, was 135 amos by 135 amos,
And there were four corner rooms to the Ezus Nashim, which were 40 by 40. And they were also roofless as well. They didn't have a roof. And by the Bayis Shlishi, Yirtzeh Hashem, it will look like this as well. There was a gallery on top, so the women could watch the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the men and women would not mingle, because the women were on top of the men. And there were 15 steps shaped in a semicircle for the Levium to stand and sing on. Mishnah Vav. There were chambers below the Ezus Yisrael, open to the Ezus Nashim, which were also used for the Levium. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Mizbeach HaChitzain was in the Azara, and it was 32 by 32 amas in size at the bottom. And it got smaller as it got higher. So a little bit higher at the Yisayid of the Mizbeach, it was only 30 wide. The Soiviv, which was a little bit higher, it was 28. The Kronis, it was only 26 by 26. And finally at the top, it was 24 amas by 24 amas. There was also a Chut Shel Sikra, which was a red line that went around the middle of the Mizbeach, to separate the sprinkling of the blood. We know that the Chatas Behema had to be sprinkled on the top part of the Mizbeach, i.e. above the Chut HaSikra, and the others had to be sprinkled below the Chut HaSikra, towards the bottom. Daf Lamed Vav, Mishnah Beis. On the Yisayid, at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, there were two holes, so the leftover dam of the Chatais could flow down into the Nachal Kidron. Mishnah Gimel. On the floor of the southwest Keren was a slab of marble, and a special ramp which was used for the Karbanais Psulais. Mishnah Dalet. The stones for the ramp were smooth, and they came from Bikas Beis Keren. If they were touched by metal, or were chipped, the stone became pusil. Every Erev Shabbos, it would be cleaned off from all the blood that was sprinkled on it all week. Barzel, something metallic, cannot touch it, since barzel shortens people's lives in war. This is what's normally used to make weapons for war, versus the Mizbeach, which strengthens, or which lengthens, a person's life. So the two sort of run diametrically opposed. Barzel actually shortens people's lives, the Mizbeach is supposed to lengthen their lives, and therefore barzel cannot touch any part of the Mizbeach. Mishnah Hay. There were metal rings on the north of the Mizbeach to help make the Shechita easier. And to the north, there was also the base Hamitbachayim, which was used for preparing the animal before the Shechita. Mishnah Bav. The Kir was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, towards the south, and there were 12 steps next to it. Mishnah Zayin. The entrance to the Ulam was 40 amas high and 20 amas wide. Mishnah Ches. The walls of the Ulam were much higher than those of the Heichal, so for support they had special beams of cedar. There were also chains of gold hanging from the ulam, and the Pirchei Kahuna, the young children, could use them to check things out. At the entrance of the Heichal, there was a golden grapevine, as a remez to Klal Yisrael. Anyone who donated money or gold to the Beis HaMikdash would hang it from this tree for future use as gold in the Beis HaMikdash.